The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is no stranger to advertising for small business. Jeff Dostal is the president of Marketing Firepower. It's a company that helps small business owners better understand how to use advertising effectively. And clearly, this is an area that remains challenging for many of us. Joining us on the line right now from Lincoln, Nebraska, is Jeff Dostal. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. Doing well, thanks.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You guys are doing some good work, clearly. If you would share the story of how Marketing Firepower was started.
Well, Marketing Firepower, the concept of it began many years ago, back in the 1950s, actually. The owner of our company, Norton Warner, his father owned a mattress company in Wichita, Kansas, and his father had a tremendous product, but he didn't have a real strong concept as to how to market that product. And Norton saw the competition down the street who he felt had an inferior product but did a better job of attracting customers. Well, eventually, his father's business, which included six employees, had to close their doors, and these folks lost their jobs. And Norton, as a teenager at that time, kind of made it his mission in life that he was going to figure out a way for small business owners to not have to go through what his father went through. And so for the past 40-plus years, he's been working with small business owners, helping them better understand the process of attracting customers and how to go through the process and what their responsibility is as a small business owner. And it all kind of culminated in the last year or so here with this program that we call Marketing Firepower.
Ah, got it. Now, how did you initially get involved with Marketing Firepower and the whole program itself?
Well, I've known Norton Warner for the past 15 years, and in 2005, he approached me and asked if I'd be willing to come on board. I've got a history of radio sales, and I've worked with small business owners for many years, and the joy that I had with that is that I was not a radio salesperson to them. I really became a consultant to them, and we'd spent a great deal of time talking about many things outside of just the advertising in terms of product placement and employees and anything related with the small business. And what we found is that when they found somebody that they could trust and rely on and that individual had information that was beneficial to them, they were able to find success with their small business. And so when Norton Warner created this information in the Marketing Firepower system, he asked me if I would come on board and run the company. And it's been a wonderful transition because as an individual salesperson in the world of radio, there's a very small number of people that you can touch on a daily basis. But we've been able to work with small businesses around the world with Marketing Firepower because it doesn't matter what community that you're in, you have the same challenges if you're a small local business. And those are, I've got a good product, I've got a good program, I've got a good service. You just need to make sure that you understand the process of explaining that information to enough other people so that they'll come and do business with you.
I would imagine that the perspective of Norton and perhaps you, you know, you're talking about starting in the 50s. How does he say or how do you feel the challenges for small business advertising initiatives has changed, if at all?
You know, and I think that's a great question, David. And I don't know if it's really changed a whole lot. And, you know, I began in the industry in the early 1990s, and so I'm relatively new to the world of business and the perspective of where Norton comes from.
Yeah.
But what I saw back then, what Norton saw with his father, and what we're seeing today is really the same challenge. These small business owners, they have an idea, they have a dream, they have a goal, and they work so hard and so intently on creating that entity, that enterprise. And unfortunately, so many small business owners rely on aspects that don't work in terms of attracting customers. They feel like if I have a good location, enough people will come by on a daily basis that I'm going to get business. They feel like a restaurant owner, for example, they do a great job of preparing their food. They got a tremendous menu, a wonderful setting, and they feel like what they have to offer is so tremendous that people will naturally migrate to their location. And what they fail to realize, and it's the same today as it has been for years, what they fail to realize is that as a daily experience for the consumer out there, we're busy, we're focused, we have things to do. And until your enterprise becomes a destination location, in the mind of the consumer, they will not become a customer of yours. And that hasn't changed over the years.
Thanks for that. Great stuff. Your company's, you know, you're in the business of educating business owners about how to use advertising, and you've just described one of the misconceptions that, that many of them make when you first meet with them. Are there any others that you could point to that might be instructive?
I guess maybe the easiest one and the one that comes to mind the quickest is the number of businesses who say that word of mouth is the most effective form of advertising. And I did a presentation to a chamber here in Lincoln, Nebraska a few months back, and I asked them that question. I said, how many of you feel that word of mouth is the most effective way to advertise? And everybody in the hand, there was about 75 people in the room, and everybody in the room raised their hand. And then I asked them, how many of you say that because it is the cheapest form of advertising? And everybody raised their hand. And so a lot of times we lean towards, as small business owners, we lean towards those advertising opportunities that we do not have to invest in. And a lot of business owners feel that advertising is an expense versus an investment. And if any of them have talked to media sales reps, most media sales reps will come in and say, you've got to look at your advertising as an investment, not an expense. And it's true, and you do have to do that because of the fact that even the best businesses, on average, are probably going to lose about 20% of their customer base on an annual basis.
Yeah.
And just to stay even, not gain, just to stay even, a business needs to replace that 20%. And the most effective way to do that is to have a consistent, effective advertising program that is inviting your targeted audience and inviting them to come in and do business with you on a consistent basis. And really, David, probably the biggest error that we see in the world of advertising with small business owners is that they don't take the time and they don't have the knowledge base to pull out, why should I do business with them versus the competition?
Yeah.
And I can tell you from personal experience in working with small business owners, several times I would go into a new client and I would ask them the question, why should I spend my money with you versus going to your competitor 5 blocks down the street? And in all honesty, many times I received the answer of, you know what, that's a good question. I've never really thought about that. And that's a scary thing to think about, that a small business owner who relies on creating a difference in the mind of the consumer has not taken the time to think about why are they different from the competition.
Yes.
And that's really what this marketing firepower system does for the small business owners. It's always been our philosophy that we have the questions, they have the answers, they just have to have the right questions to pull out those answers. And a lot of our system is designed around the process of understanding, number one, why do you need to advertise? Because that's a challenge for a lot of small business owners. Then we get into the process of why are you unique and why are you different? And we ask questions in the system that allow them to pull that information out so that they can create messages that will make an impact on the consumer regardless of where they use those messages, whether it's print or broadcast media.
We're visiting with Jeff Dostal. He's the president of Marketing Firepower, www.marketingfirepower.net. 402-817-4864. Your system has a particular organizational model, the way you're presenting your knowledge to small business owners, the program. How is it organized? And just walk us through that a little bit, if you would.
The system, the way it's set up right now, is all the videos are on DVD. And what we've done is we've created educational videos that in length are only about 5 to 10 minutes long. And what that allows the small business owner to do is to be able to go through one or several videos, depending on how much time they have. And in so many situations, the small business owner's only resource for information on how to better advertise are the media sales reps in their community. And unfortunately, most of the media sales reps are working during the time that the small business owner is trying to make money. And so there's not always a lot of opportunity to have a in-depth conversation. What we have found with our system is that the small business owners are able to take the DVDs, view them in the evenings, the weekends, the mornings, whatever hours of the day are most convenient to them, and be able to view that information at their convenience. Another strong aspect that we have found has become very, very important with the small businesses who have gotten involved with the Marketing Firepower system is the creation of an internal marketing team. And what I mean by that, David, is that several businesses in terms of the creation of their message, it will be up to one individual in the company. A media salesperson will come in, have a conversation with that business owner, and together those two will create what message should be shared with the consumers. Never are the frontline personnel or other managers or other employees consulted in this process. And that's a huge error that small business owners make. The most important person in our process, we have an opportunity for them to do this, but in talking to the customer is the easiest way to find out what's unique about your business. But the number of small business owners who don't do it is just staggering. And so because of the setup of the system and the way that we do this is that because it's on DVD, you're able to view these videos, educational videos, with your team, whoever you want to incorporate into that. You now have created an internal marketing team. These individuals can then go out and touch other customers that you have and create more information. There's a great example of a local gas station owner who said in a testimonial that he did for us, he said, "I thought I knew all the reasons that the customers came in and did business with us. We went through marketing firepower, and we started going through the questions, and then we started asking the consumers here in town, the customers, why do you do business with us?" And what he says on his testimonial is, he said, "Even though I thought I knew," he said, "I didn't know anything.
We're
finding out more information." Yeah, we're finding out more information now about why people do business with us than we ever did before. And he's been in business for 15 years.
Hmm.
And that's the thing that's exciting about this. It's never too late to begin this process of really simplifying what you do in terms of your marketing. Take the time and figure out why do people do business with you, and do that by asking your customers and then sharing that message with others out there, because what got this customer in is probably very likely can get the next customer in. And that's really what marketing firepower does, is it creates that opportunity to organize that system within your business.
Jeff, when it comes to selecting where and how to advertise, I know that you kind of came from radio, but what are your views about how to approach making that selection for small business?
Well, you know, it really goes down to what is available in your market. All markets are different in terms of what media is available to them.
Sure.
For example, I came from the world of radio. In Lincoln, Nebraska, radio can work tremendously well. In New York City, if you're a small business, chances are that might not work as well for you, because in Lincoln, Nebraska, you can get from one end of town to the next in 15, 20 minutes. That's not going to happen in a major community. But if you're a small business and you're taking a look at the media that is available to you within your marketplace, you need to determine which one is most likely to talk to your targeted audience. What is your number one audience that you want to go after? And Dave, I think that's one of the mistakes that a lot of business owners make, is you walk in and you say, "Who is it that you want to talk to?" And they say, "Everybody from 8 to 88.
Right.
And you know as well as I do that that's just not going to work, because of the fact that no business has enough money to effectively target all of those individuals. And so the process of the marketing firepower system allows them to go through and really determine who is their number one target audience, who's most likely to do business with them in terms of demographics and lifestyle, age, sex, all those things. And you are able to determine from that point, then you're able to determine if direct mail pieces are going to work best for you based on what you're going to do with that. We get into a little bit more detail on the system in terms of print media versus broadcast media and the things that you can do with each one of those. And I will say this, is that one of the situations or one of the offers that we make within our program is that when somebody invests in the system, we offer a free consultation to them to have a phone conversation and discuss their market and which forms of advertising might be most effective for them based on what's available and based on what they're trying to accomplish.
Who would you say is the ideal customer for marketing firepower? Is there one?
Yeah, I tell you what, any small business owner who is busy on a daily basis working on their business, trying to attract the local customer, either to come into their brick-and-mortar store or to call for their product or service, and would like some assistance from the outside but doesn't have the time to invest in sitting down with a lot of media sales reps or doesn't have the time or money to invest in working with an advertising agency. And feel, and you know, this small business that feels like they have a great product or service, they just need to let other people know about it, but they're not quite sure how to do it.
Great. Thanks for that. Our guest has been Jeff Dostal. He's the president of Marketing Firepower. The website, www.marketingfirepower.net, just like it sounds, marketingfirepower.net, 402-817-4864. Jeff, thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain and giving your insights about advertising for small business. I hope to do it again.
David, thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do for small business. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.